Chapter 10. For the third time, Sidney Levine cruised Q Street in search of a parking space. After 6 in the evening, something should have opened. Nearby Georgetown University was on summer schedule. The employees of those retail shops on Wisconsin Avenue that closed at 6 on Friday should be leaving, and the social elite who lived in the more expensive townhouses should either be heading out of the city for the weekend or have their Beamers and Benzes in garages. Sidney's basement apartment didn't come with a garage or even a designated parking spot. He had to fend for himself to find curb room for his 1999 Ford Escort. Finally, 4 blocks from his address, he snaked into a space vacated by a limo. Not so bad, except the hike to his building was all uphill. He'd spent the day outside of Manassas, Virginia, on a farm, one of the new breed that eschewed chemical fertilizers and growth hormones for open pasture grazing and crop rotation. He hoped his freelance assignment would expand beyond one article to a series on the explosion of local farmers' markets. He knew people in the district who drove 45 miles for home-cured hams and grass-fed beef. The craze to buy local wasn't just reserved for vegans and health food nuts. Sidney stopped halfway to his apartment and caught his breath. 38, paunchy and out of shape, he winded easily. He carried a backpack slung over one shoulder. It held his Nikon, digital voice recorder, and journals that he used for taking notes. The strap cut into him, and he switched the load to his other side. He checked the bottom of his shoes for any trace of his barnyard excursion, something he should have done before getting in his car. As a guy who grew up Jewish in Greenwich Village, he knew his way around a farm like he knew his way around a nunnery. He walked the rest of the distance slowly, wondering whether the Chinese takeout in his fridge would still be edible. He used the back entrance, a flight of outside stairs to the basement.